Welcome to the War Report on Public Education. The future of education is an important concern for our time. Where it's heading, how it's evolving, and the influence corporate America has on its outcome. The War Report on Public Education provides critical news, analysis, and perspectives on the what, why, who, where, when, and how of both the new corporate state elites campaign, the Machiavellian agenda to destroy the nation's public education system, and the rising public resistance movement to defend and defeat this Machiavellian agenda. And now, here is our host, Dr. James Avington Miller, Jr.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the War Report. Been saying it for a long time, that same opening. And today, we don't really have an agenda. It's going to be sort of like fly by the seat of your pants sort of thing. And I don't know where we're going to go, but we're going to have a good time today. I know the war team is listening, Joe and Deborah. Thank you, ladies. I got a huge surprise yesterday. I got a birthday gift delivered by special delivery, and I'm going, ooh, what the hell is this? It's a great big old box. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what is this? And I couldn't see who it was from and anything. And I opened it and found a card, and I went, I can't believe the Knights sent me a surprise birthday present. You know, everyone knows you guys are my ladies, and I thank you so very much. And I didn't get back to you yesterday because I wanted to wait to do it today. I'll have more to say about my night as we go along, but we have a caller already. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here, James. How are you doing, Dr. Miller? Happy birthday.
Well, Dr. Jesse, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. As soon as I heard it was your birthday, I said, I've got to call the man that informed and educated us all about neoliberalism. Yes, yes, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Again. Thank you, Jesse. Every once in a while, I tell everyone about that brief conversation we had in Philadelphia when we were at the United Opt Out program.
Yes, yes.
And you came up to me. I was sitting and charging my computer, and you came up to me and you said, you had just gotten out of your third or fourth breakout session, and everywhere that you have gone, every session, they were talking about neoliberalism, and you thought to yourself, somewhere James has to be somewhere smiling, because before I introduced the concept to us, you said no one ever heard about it, no one knew anything about neoliberalism, and now everyone was talking about it. I mention it every once in a while about you, and I give you credit for that.
That's true, James. In the anti-education reform movement, we talked about a lot of things and was trying to understand what was happening. But it really was your work and your show and the opportunity you've given us all to be on your show and spread the message and learn. So I always think, Dr. Miller is informed and educating and helping us all to act, You can't do any more than that, James. You're a good man. We love you.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. War team, we work hard at trying to get you guys informed and make you aware and understand what we think is happening, what we see from the big picture is all the way down to the micro picture. We thank you.
Thank you. Exactly. And I think everybody's been on your show. I think at one time or another, everybody who has been a warrior of justice, in this education game has been on your show. You've archived the history for us.
Well, thank you. I think I still have some more to do. And
hope
you guys will still be around as I try and unveil some of the other stuff that pertains to the war and how it's impacting all of us in the months to come. I know. So I keep saying it again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Being on the show in the past and for hosting me when I came to the Northeast for the first time back in, a long time ago. It was like 2014. Oh, man.
I posted that TED talk that you did on the War Report a couple of places today because it's still the best TED that talks about neoliberalism. You did it all. I asked you to do it in 15 minutes or less. How you can do it in 15 minutes or less was such a complicated. You did it. You delivered.
Okay.
It's perfect, and it's reachable. That's so. Sometimes when we talk about complicated things, we don't reach everyone, but your talk was reachable to everyone, and I recommend everybody watch that. So I did post that today on the War Report. So,
thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
And for the first time, they just told me all our lines are full. People are calling. This has never happened. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to listen in. Okay.
Okay. Next caller. Oh, we have a Michelle on the line. Hello, Michelle.
There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense on a day in your celebration. Happy birthday.
I know this, Michelle. When I heard
Happy
Michelle,
birthday.
I wasn't sure. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Tell the world, what are you, 102 now? I mean, what is it?
There's been some argument about that, and I don't claim that, but I do have to admit, I didn't know Moses. I sort of like passed by him, and I said, hey, dude, you misspell commandment there, and he looked at me and nodded. He recognized it.
Yeah,
he misspelled it. Noah, I have admitted on air that I walked past Noah in the ark, and the ark was tilting to one side, and I told him, yo, dude, you need 2x2. Put one both sides to even up the thing. And he looked at the boat, and he sort of like nodded back. So yeah, I've been around a while, and the last thing I admitted to was that I did not have a dinosaur for a pet, okay? I have a Tyrannosaurus.
Okay, so you say.
Tyrannosaurus.
Well, I just wanted to call
a little smaller, nice little thing until we grew up and started eating up the neighbors. So, yeah, I've been around.
I just wanted to call and say happy birthday, and I love you, and I'm proud of you, and yeah, I'm in Chicago, as you know, so I'm going to have to leave or, you know, go quickly, but just had to come and surprise you today.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. And say hello to the people in Chicago for me.
All right. Have a great show.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller, Victoria. Hi, can I call you Vicky?
You know you can, James. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you. How's my girl?
Well, I'm wonderful, and I wanted to say, you know, that I would not have met you had not we been traveling this same road together, even though we're miles and miles apart. You know, the fight, as Jesse mentioned, that against neoliberalism and what you're doing, I can't hear that music that you play at the beginning that I don't still get chills. So I appreciate you being there for everybody and helping amplify all of our voices.
Well, thank you, folks. This is Dr. Victoria Young. She is a friend, and I call her Vicky. I don't know if everyone else was calling her Vicky, but I call her Vicky. She's my girl. She and I, we've had many good conversations. We've Facebooked each other for the last 3 or 4 years. She's been on the War Report many, many times, and she's just an out-and-out buddy. Thanks, sweetheart, for calling.
Well, you're wonderful. I'm not going to tell you you're old because this may sound a little corny coming from a young, but forever young, James. And onward.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a wonderful evening.
I will do my best. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Mark. Is that Mark Nason?
That would be Notorious PhD. Wishing you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
And so excited you are taking the Freedom School to Buffalo.
I can't claim that. The people here, they, I guess, heard what you and Axel were doing there in New York City, and they got excited about it and decided that maybe they want to create one here. They asked me to give some input or advice, and I will be doing that 1 hour after this show. I'm meeting with the group about Freedom School, and I guess we'll see about the feasibility of trying to start one here. So I certainly can't take credit for that, although I did do 2 shows the past 2 weeks about Freedom Schools, and they were pretty much dedicated to this group that I'll be meeting with in an hour after the show, and to Joe Lieb in Connecticut, who was also thinking. So I think maybe the credit goes to you and the people there in New York City.
Well, we had this conversation that where Buffalo goes, so goes the country. And the removal of Carl Palladino from the Buffalo School Board is one of the great victories against ascendant racism and white supremacy in America. And all the work that you've done with all the great people in Buffalo, you know, is part of the background of that victory, which has inspired people all over. During a very bad week in the country, the news that Aaliyah was removing Palladino was a shot in the arm for so many of us. So this is my thank you and to all your Buffalo comrades, friends who have been working on this for a long time. It's a beautiful thing. I have to run, but thank you for all you have done to move us many steps forward in this struggle.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, James. I want to add my voice to all of the people that are wishing you a very, very warm happy birthday. And I want to thank you so much for this, for your wonderful show, for all of the work that you've done, and for naming the corporate assault on public education and the Machiavellian agenda, for putting it out there for people to see, and for all the great people you've had on your show. I've learned so much from them, and I just really appreciate it and want you to know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. For you maybe who don't know Sheila, she is one of those people who listens to the War Report every Sunday. If she doesn't get it live, she goes to the archives. She's been with us for a long time, and we appreciate you, Sheila, and we love you. And there have been some times when you and I have communicated during the show via messages and all. Mm-hmm. And the last time was when I did the show, and you wrote back ethnocentrism. That's what you were talking about. You remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
And I wrote back, it's ethnocentrism and a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly how long ago that was, but thank you for listening and commenting and letting us know what you think about what we're doing. That's greatly appreciated because we don't get that often.
Well, you're very welcome, and as I said, I've learned so much from your show. And I did meet you in person at that UOO conference in Philadelphia, and that was one of the greatest experiences I've had.
Well, I'm glad we were able to do something in that regard for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure, and you're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. We have one more caller. Hi, Rose.
Hello. Happy birthday, old man. How you doing?
I'm doing my best. And yourself?
I'm still in the fight, and let's see, I'm going to run for town council, but this is not about me. It's about you and how you managed to celebrate another birthday here and fighting the good fight. I'm just representing the northeast corner of Connecticut and all the badass teachers around who, whenever they're in doubt, just check out your website and your Facebook page and get reinvigorated.
Thank you, lady. Because the last time I saw you was the first time I met you. You drove me to the conference, right? The one-day conference that we attended.
In Worcester.
And,
in Worcester. That was delightful.
Yeah. Yes. So, thank you.
So, we'll wait for you to come down again, okay?
Hey, I might be doing that. I talked to one of my very good friends today from Massachusetts, and I'm due to come to your state and spend some time over at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I may try and make some other places, so you just may see me.
That's doable. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to release the line.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, this is turning out to be very exciting for me. Thank you, people. Well, we'll see. Some of the callers have dropped off. Hope maybe you guys will call back. In the meantime, I was talking about Jolie, whom you know, and Deborah Emerson, whom you know of, too, and he had given me this wonderful surprise, sent me a big box for my birthday, and cards, and emails, and the whole nine yards. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, if we didn't have people calling in, was that the War Report, the radio show, was born on this day, August the 20th, 2013. Now, we didn't come on air until February 2014, but I have this ritual that I've been doing for the last 20 years. My birthday and Christmas, I give myself a present or presents. My parents died years ago. My cousins, aunts, uncles, many of them are gone. For a while, I was out of communicado with them because I lost my phone book and all. I was a bachelor for the first time in 30 years. And so I decided, since I don't have anyone else give me a birthday present or a Christmas present, I will give myself one. And it was 4 years ago, this day, that I decided that the war, before I said, I named it the war for you guys, it was the war from my perspective several years before that when I became aware of it. And I said, what can I do? What can I do to wake people up and get people as angry about what was going on as I was at the time and I am now? And I did two things. I gave myself two presents that day. One was I was writing screenplays, TV episodes. I told you about that after I stopped teaching. That was the thing that I did for a number of years. And I started on a screenplay. You won't be surprised. The name of it was Olivia's War. Now, Olivia was a woman in her late 50s, a black woman who was a principal of a legendary middle school. And the story opens with people standing around a fax machine waiting for this announcement to come. And when it came, they grabbed it, they looked at it, and one guy runs down the hall to, it was in the school, and goes into a room where the other teachers were waiting. And what it was the list of the schools that were going to be closed in that city. And it was modeled upon my interpretation of what Rahm Emanuel did in it was 2010, 2011 in Chicago, when he said he was going to close 50 schools and end up closing 48, 49, whatever. And that was the start of my story. And the main character, Olivia, says she was a principal. She was away, and her staff was anxiously trying to get in touch with her to come back because Olivia was a legend. She was a teacher of the year for her school district. She was a teacher of the year for the state, and she was runner-up for teacher of the year and invited to the White House. She was a legendary educator from a family of educators. The school was named after her mother, who was the principal of the school, and Olivia, when she first started teaching, she came to teach at the school. The school was very personal, and everyone thought that because she had all this clout of having won all these awards and having had a great school, that her school would not be touched. It was untouchable. And it turns out her school was on the list. And the story goes on about Olivia, who was one of those people who was a go-along-to-get-along type person, and whether or not she was going to be able to mount a real fight, become a warrior to save her school and indirectly other schools, both in her city and across the country. And it was about a second character who shows up, and he tells Olivia in a meeting, and all the teachers and the community people were there. He comes in, no one knows who he is, and he tells them the plan that they are working on to try and save their school has the following chant. He said, slim and none. Oh, by the way, slim died. He was telling them they had no chance. And as the story then unfolds, it reveals the Machiavellian agenda that her school was going to be closed no matter what they tried to do because it was a valuable piece of real estate. And real estate developers wanted it. It was part of their gentrification of that part of the city. And it was part of the Machiavellian agenda. So I started that story that day. And as I was doing that story, I decided that, okay, I don't know how long it's going to take me to finish this story. I don't even know if I will ever be able to get it made. I was a writer, producer, and I directed one film. And so I said, I can't take a chance that I can get this thing done. And it may, if I get it done, it could take a long time to get it done, sometimes years. I needed to do something more immediate. And that's when I came upon the idea and settled on the idea of doing a radio show. And then I named it The War Report. So you have Olivia's War, you have The War Report. All, well, both of them were born 4 years ago this day. Deborah, you were the first person that I talked to about the show 4 months later, and I never told you this story of how The War Report was born. I think we have a caller, and I'll pick this up later.
Hi, call. James.
Oh, this is Emily?
Yeah, happy birthday, James.
Well, thank you. Hi, Emily. How are you? And oh, and the baby?
I'm doing well. Yeah, well, the baby's bouncing in a little bouncy thing, and the bigger one is playing with trucks, so I got a moment to break away and make a phone call to the show. And I saw on Facebook today's your birthday, so happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Emily. Thank you very, very much. People, you know Emily. She's rather well-known in our circle. She brought attention to our attention to, so many things, but basically what I boil down to educational technology and its role in taking over public education. You know her in terms of proficiency, personal learning and other things that she and some other people have brought to our attention over the last, 2 years or so, Emily?
I think, yeah. I mean, I was just looking. I started my blog 3 years ago, and I think we connected fairly shortly after that, so maybe even a little bit longer.
But yeah, you and I connected exactly in October 2015. No, sorry, 2014.
Okay, yeah, so coming up, coming up on 3 years then, yeah.
Yeah, and I talked to you for the first time, and you invited me to come to Maine.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know what, I'm meaning to ask, is anything, have you been working on the project of any of the audio that you gathered during that journey out here?
A little bit, and I'm hoping maybe later this year and early next year I'll get the funds and the help that I need to do the editing. Not so much on the audio, but, you know, we video things, so I want to put it together.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right.
Yeah, and I want to put together, if I can, 45-minute hour documentary for each of the states that I visited. So that has always been the goal. Unfortunately, I'm not an editor. I need help in that regard. I get everything else, but it's being able to do the editing. But that's definitely still on the agenda. How is everyone there?
That was very cool. Here in Maine, good. I mean, I have to say that I've been so busy this past year because I have another baby and my older one's getting to be quite the kind of wild preschooler. So I haven't been as connected with people here in Maine. I've kind of just been doing my own kind of independent blogging. Whenever I get a chance to sit down and write something up, I do it. But it's Maine in the summertime, which is beautiful. This is when we should have had you come the first time, so you wouldn't have frozen to death when you're out here. But it's pretty nice this time of year. But anyways, I feel bad I interrupted. I actually wasn't even listening, so I don't know who you were talking about the start of your show. I don't even know what the thread was there, so I'm sorry to just cut right in here.
Hello, Teresa?
Hi, James. Happy birthday.
Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Not bad for an old guy.
Not bad for an old guy? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. You enjoying your birthday?
Yes, I am. And today's show is really a special one because I got so many people calling in, more than I've ever had before, and I'm thrilled about it.
Well, that's good. That's good. I hadn't been listening. I don't know what topic you're on today.
There's no topic today.
Oh, there's no topic. Well, that's good.
No, it's called Open Mic.
Uh-huh.
It's an open mic show. It's an open mic show that so that people can call in. And and when people are not calling in, I'm just talking about the history of the War Report, how it came about, and, you know, general stuff. But I've had a lot of call-ins, and so that has made my day.
Emily.
And I am so happy that you called in, making my day even better.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's back to school time, and I took my head out of the computer for a minute to go run some errands. I said, okay, got to call in.
I thank you, and we've got to have this conversation again soon.
Well, definitely will, definitely will. What's the next topic for the next show? Do you have one?
Not yet, because next show is going to be 2 weeks away.
Oh, okay. Okie doke.
Okay.
Well, I want you to enjoy the rest of your day, and have a good one, James.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay. Emily, you're back?
I'm still here, yep.
Well, let me say this before you go. I have come to depend totally on you to keep us informed about the use of educational technology to drive the final nail in public education. 2 years ago when I tried to talk about the coming end of public education, because after you had been on the show a couple of times, I tried to sum it up and I blew it. And I'm going to go back at that topic, but you have added more and more and more and more to the conversation of how personalized learning and competency, all of these are going to depend on technology and software, to the point where just learning anywhere, anytime, you don't need a teacher, you don't need a classroom. You have made it so much clear for all of us that I thank you, and I'm sure everyone else.
Well, I'm wondering if you've noticed over the past 2 or 3 years since we first connected, if you can kind of see it everywhere now, right? Like when you go online, there's articles from all, to me it seems like a couple years ago I was like, oh my gosh, this looks like it's coming. Where is it going next? And now it's really in our faces. And I think it's going to be even more like that this coming year with, because this is the year that the new accountability plans and all that roll out. So it's like depressing on the one hand. On the other hand, I feel like there'll be more opportunities to get people to kind of really see what's happening and what the changes are that are coming. So I'm glad that we were able to connect and get the word out. And I'm hoping to be able to do more and hopefully do some more shows with you this year. It's a little bit tough right now because the school year is about to start. I go back to work in less than a week. And obviously I got the two little ones. It's a little bit easier with just the one, but I'm hoping to be able to keep this work in my life, because I think it's pretty important. Obviously you do. So.
Well, you are our guru, and so whenever you post, I always read and save, and I'm hoping to do something with it down the line.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, too, if you've, I don't want to monopolize any more of your time, but if you've followed any of, like, the social impact bond stuff that I've been writing about, because I feel like that's another kind of piece of it all to kind of break down for people to see how that fits in with the kind of big picture of what's going on this stuff. The finance piece is, I spent so long, my first couple of years really looking at the technology element of it all, and then kind of recently I've been like, oh my gosh, that's only half of it. Like the real money is coming from like the finance part of it all, which I don't know a whole lot about because I'm a teacher, never took any economics or anything. So it's been a sort of whole new learning experience, but I think that might be an interesting avenue to kind of explore with your listeners too, because I think that really helps tie in the full picture of what's really happening and why to our public schools.
That might be an interesting avenue
as well.
Absolutely. And as I said, I save everything that you post, so I can try and stay up on it and maybe do something with it, or if you come back to the show, we'll do something together, or you come on the show and do it yourself. But thank you, and I will...
Thank you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you, James.
Really.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me finish saying what I was talking about a little earlier, is that, you know, how the War Report came about, and, you know, we came on the air as of February 2014, and we're now heading towards completing our fourth year this coming February. And that sort of, like, gives you a history of, you know, a little bit about me and the War Report. And if you got our promotion, it read something about that just being an open mic, there would be no structured program, and that I would talk about the show, talk about myself, in that regard, more information about me, and then the future sort of thing. I'm not sure about how that last part got in, me talking about me and all of that stuff. It just maybe sounded good when it was printed out. I have not been one of those people who post a lot on Facebook and all the other social media sites. I know when I first got started, people let me know that they looked me up on Google and they didn't find anything, and they want to know, who are you? There's nothing on Google, and I had no idea that you could go to Google or anyplace else and look up people and find out about people. And throughout my little tenure here, I've had people ask me more things about me and wanted me to say more about me. Don't quite know exactly how and why that was important to people. I have said pretty much that before the war report, I'm pretty much a lone wolf. I do my battles. I fight my battles. I do what I do pretty much as a lone wolf. I keep saying the same word. And my biography, I do have a biography that I just put together not too long ago, about 3 or 4 months ago, to let people know here in Buffalo something about me and my life, my history, and that's pretty much it. And so I didn't quite know what, I would say, if I would say anything as relates to telling people more about myself. I sort of hit on the idea that if one called in and asked me, I would possibly try and, respond to an asked question about myself. On the one hand, I'm shy in that regard, which I know is very hard to imagine. A guy who has a weekly one-hour radio show being shy, I am pretty much. I'm also a person who, the lone wolf title really probably explained me the best. I usually don't reach out to other people to get a job done. I usually go after it myself. I don't work good in groups. I don't work good with other people. It's just I'm an only child. Maybe I can explain it better this way. Being an only child, I learned how to depend on myself to get things done. I didn't have younger or older brothers and sisters. I didn't have cousins around who could be my companion and fight my battles or anything. It was basically me, my mother, and my father. My father was working. My mother was home. She was my long-term companion. When I wanted to build something from scratch, with a plan for building a model plane or boat or something, it was she and I, or then it would be me. When I wanted to learn sports, it was me doing things. When I got into it with other people, it was me fighting my own battles. I just have always been that lone wolf person, depending on myself pretty much all the time. It has served me well. When I have worked with other people, most of the time it hasn't. I don't know if it's my fault, because being the lone wolf, I'm a perfectionist. I like to be the best at what it is I'm doing, and I'm willing to work 24/7 to be the very best at what it is I'm doing. I don't like doing things that I'm not good at or that I can't be the best at it. And so that pretty much explains me. But I will say this. Doing the radio show, I didn't have the idea of how much I would have to do on my own to not only prepare for the show, but to promote it on social media and all of that stuff, I really didn't. And it was Deborah, whom I've said this many, many times. When I talked to her, she was employed by the radio station, and it was her job to market the station and to help people make their decision to join that station as to another station, and to also help people get their shows up and running. Deborah was phenomenal, just phenomenal, and helping me get started. We were a fantastic team. She left for a while the network, but she continued to help me. And over the last, you know, 3.5 years we've been on the air, she's always been there if I needed something. Now she's back working full time. For a while, I was trying to do it all by myself, the promotions and this, that, and the other. And I got really, really lucky. And I met a person named Jolie out of Connecticut. It was kind of, I'm going to say tough sledding, because she was in Connecticut, I'm in California. We didn't know each other, but she loved the War Report. She had some respect for me and for what I was trying to do. And after being asked by another person to join, she finally did. I'm going to tell you now, the War Report has been much better for it, for her joining us. And to this day, she and Deborah are my right, left hand, my brain, the whole nine yards. It's one of the few times when I work with someone other than myself that the results have been fantastic. We have someone on the show. Deborah, I understand you're on the line. Hi, Deborah.
I am. Happy birthday, James. And you know, Joe and I love you. We have been rocks for you, sometimes Joe more than me, but I'm always here too. So I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday today.
Well, I thank you. And I just, before you came on, talked about the birthday gift, the surprise of surprises that you guys got together and did. I mean, it blew me away when I came in and saw this box on the table. I'm going like, oh, not my box. So I walked past it for I don't know how many times, and finally I took a look at it, and I went, oh, my God. I said some other words in there, but anyway, it was magnificent. Thank you, guys. And, folks, it was Deborah and Joe that basically came up with the idea for this open mic show. And so,
yes, and it was probably my fault. It's probably my fault that I said you were going to talk about yourself, because I think there are two things that people, your outside audience that know you in the education sphere, don't know about you. And I don't mean personal things, because I know how private you are, but I mean your talent for filmmaking and your love of law. So there are two things I think that your outside audience does not know about you, and I wanted you to maybe expand upon it for them, and that is your talent for filmmaking and your love of law.
Well, you know, I you really got me there. I've said in the past that, yeah, I did study law after I got my PhD, and it would have been my second choice for a career. I always loved the concept of law, but more importantly, I wanted to know. I always want to know everything. And so law was the area that I wanted to just know the law so I could help myself if I ever needed it, help others, and that I would have gone to law school as opposed to graduate school, but as I've also said to everyone, it was my mother's wish when she was carrying me that I would grow up and become a doctor and go out and help people. And so I fulfilled that for she and my father, and happy I did. But law was also that other part that I loved. And so that's me and law. I use it now all the time, and I still study law. I still study especially Supreme Court decisions and the impact of law on everything. And what was the other question?
Your love Never. Of filmmaking and writing.
Okay. Filmmaking and writing. I got into filmmaking and writing in 97, 98 to be exact, when a guy from Chicago came out to Los Angeles. We played ball every week, and he was new and he wanted to get into the film business. He had some money behind him, and he was asking all of us ball players about if we had any ideas. We had blah, 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 and he bugged the hell out of me, and finally I told him that I had three ideas, and I told him the ideas that I had. And a few weeks later, he came back to me, and he said, oh, my God, one of your ideas, Disneyland has just bought, and they're going to make a film of it, and they brought in this world-renowned director from
Two more
France,
callers. Two more callers.
And then a week later or two, he came back and said, oh, your other idea, Sharon Stone just bought the rights to the book. She's going to do it, and you better hurry up and get this other idea on paper. And that's how I got started. I put my idea on paper. I wrote a screenplay. I learned how to write a screenplay. People loved it. They thought I was a decent writer. And I spent years learning the craft, made a film, acted in a couple films, and what have you. I'm told that I got a couple other callers, Deborah. You may want to stay on the line if you can. And Doug, you can let the next caller come in.
Yes, I just wanted to wish a very happy birthday to James. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, and I wanted to say thank you from so many people in Iowa who are reading up and getting really involved in public education. And it's you're blessed. I appreciate it. So that's my little bit. I just wanted to. I'm on my way to work, and I just found out there was a phone number to call, so I thought I'd pop in and say hi. And it's very good to speak with you today.
Well, thank you. Again, I got a huge smile on my face that you're going through all this, that you're doing, to be able to call me and wish me a happy birthday from Iowa. I thank you. I'm really pleased that you made the call.
Oh, you're most welcome. Look forward to hearing with you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have Joanne on the phone.
That's me, Joe. Hi, James. Happy
Hello,
birthday.
Hello, sweetheart. Thank
happy,
you.
Happy, happy birthday.
Folks, this is my Joe, if you haven't guessed already. So I have Joe. And I have someone else on the line that you know. So what a way to go out. Have both of my favorite people on the show at the same time. They're wishing me a happy birthday. And so, guys, I mean, have you heard the show so far?
Yep, the whole thing.
Okay. Deborah, are you?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
This has been a special war report, folks. So I've never had as many people call in. And now you just heard the lady call in from Iowa and some other people who I've never met. Most of the people who call in, people that I've met over the last few years and friends. And so I got this huge smile on my face. I didn't do a
James?
Show like we normally do, but this is going to be one of my favorite shows. And the two ladies that are on the line now, are pretty much responsible for it.
James, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yes.
If I may.
No, yes.
King wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday, too.
That only has meaning to me and to you. Thank you.
Yes, yes. But I thought it might tickle you because he did contact me.
I'm cracking up here. Folks, King was a dog that I had growing up. The smartest dog in the world. The smartest dog in the world. And here I was, a 12, 13-year-old. I had this dog that was so smart, people just couldn't believe how smart the dog was. And I told Deborah this story a long, long time ago because she's a dog lover as well. And you bring it up. That's, I won't say it's cool, but it's cool about you, Deborah. Joe, we only got a few seconds left. I know you're a dog lover, too. So you know about, you now know about me and my dogs. I love dogs. Folks, we are running out of time. Station is telling me we're running out of time. Who cares? I'm listening. I'm still talking. But anyway, we're not going to be on
the
air.
Happy birthday, James.
You're welcome.
Happy
we're not
birthday,
gonna be on the
James.
Air. Thank you. We're not going to be on the air next Sunday and the following Sunday. As I mentioned last week, the station owners and my engineer, one of the owners, they're going away for vacation, and we decided to take a vacation and come back when they come back. So thanks, everyone. And ladies, my knights, you know I love you, and thank you for my birthday present and putting this show together. Have a good rest of this Sunday, everyone, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye now.
Join us again next time as we explore and become aware of the most pressing problem of our time, education, corporate America, and their unholy alliance.